Alvarez's Arsenal Dilemma, Amid Summer's Most Bitter Transfer Tussle. Published. Acrimony, Anger, and Animosity. The Julian Alvarez Summer Transfer Saga in a Nutshell. The boos aimed at the Atletico Madrid forward from his own supporters at the Riyadh Air Metropolitano Stadium on Sunday provided the latest twist in what has been one of the most bitter and certainly public storylines of the window. And with deadline day on 1 September, the Argentine World Cup winner's future remains one of the hottest topics. In simplistic terms, the dispute comes down to this. Alvarez wants to join Barcelona, but Atletico won't let him. The Madrid club's steadfast refusal to sanction the 26-year-old's dream move to the Spotify camp, new, has led to one of the most rancorous public falling outs in recent memory. The feud led to Atleti fans jeering their own player on his return to club action after the Summer World Cup in a 2-2 home draw with Villarreal on Sunday. It had been anticipated. Atletico Madrid president Enrique Cerezo, speaking last week, said, "I don't know if he will say sorry, but Julian is an excellent person, and I am absolutely sure that he will win over the fans in 2 games. I said he wouldn't be sold. He's our player and an important part of our team. We like that he's with us and think he will have a magnificent season." Nevertheless, the events that unfolded on Sunday certainly haven't gone unnoticed at Arsenal. BBC Sport has consistently reported over the summer that Alvarez is viewed as the Gunners' dream transfer target. But for the vast majority of the window, Arsenal's interest has been largely dormant because they were fully aware of his desire to join Barcelona. They have been waiting for the right moment to strike, and those at the Emirates are hopeful that time may be coming. But is the deal possible? Gunners lying in wait and ready to move quickly. Arsenal are realistic about their chances of signing Alvarez before next week's transfer deadline. Do they want him? Yes. Are they trying? Yes. Can they pull it off? The answer to that question is less unequivocal. Manager Mikel Arteta and sporting director Andrea Berta know it is a long shot, not least because former Manchester City forward Alvarez, at least so far, has shown little indication he would be willing to join the club. His current reluctance to give the green light on a move to London isn't necessarily linked to any apprehension towards Arsenal, but rather that doing so would see him foregoing his dream of joining Barcelona. Alvarez has also been made aware of certain visa regulations that would create difficulty for his family visiting him in the UK. Moving to Catalonia is what he truly wants. What's more, the Camp Nou club are absolutely willing to make that happen. But Atleti are absolutely adamant they will not sell Alvarez to Barcelona. In May, they made a series of social media posts brutally mocking the pursuit by the Spanish champions of their player to millions of followers. "Don't believe everything you see, especially if it's related to Barca," Atletico posted. "In recent months, we've been suffering a smear campaign against one of our players." For the Madrid side, the matter is closed, and that leaves Alvarez's dream in serious jeopardy. Therein lies a sliver of hope for Arsenal because, as things stand, the only way out is a move to the Emirates Stadium. Indeed, according to well-placed sources, there has been a slight softening of Alvarez's stance in recent days, although not enough yet to get anyone at Arsenal excited. But should he change his mind in the final days of the window, then the Gunners are poised. Since the start of the summer, according to BBC Sport sources, Arsenal have been confident Alvarez's move to Barcelona was a non-starter. But while he still harbored hope of fulfilling that ambition, Arteta's men focused on the captures of Bruno Guimaraes and Ezri Konsa, while also trying to bring Real Madrid attacker Vinicius Jr. to London. With the Brazilian extending his contract to stay in Spain, Arsenal have now decided to step things up regarding Alvarez. Atleti director Matthew Olemini was in London last week, where he is understood to have met with Arsenal counterparts, and made clear his side would seek a fee of 150 M euros, 128 M pounds. The Gunners are confident they can finance any deal and quickly finalize the transfer, if he said yes. Arteta is fully aware if Alvarez was to join Arsenal this summer, he would only be doing so because his preferred destination was not possible. It is understood the Spaniard is comfortable with that scenario and believes Alvarez would eventually become fully invested and committed to the Arsenal project. The ball is now in Alvarez's court. If he wants to leave Atletico, which sources close to the attacker insist that he does, then the Premier League champions appear to be his only option. A transfer is the best option. Alvarez joined Atletico for £81 million from Manchester City in August 2024, having spent just over 2 years at the Etihad following a £14.01 move from Argentine side River Plate. He won 6 major trophies at City, including the treble of Premier League, FA Cup, and Champions League in 2023, scoring 36 goals in 106 appearances. At Atletico, he has scored 49 goals in 107 appearances, but has not yet won any silverware. Could Alvarez also concede defeat in his efforts to leave Atleti this summer and attempt to mend what appears to be a broken relationship with the club and its supporters? It is possible, although, according to those close to the player, it is his belief that the Madrid club are being unreasonable. Indeed, the player's agent Fernando Hidalgo has been open with his disdain towards how his client has been treated this summer. That said, Alvarez is described as a private individual and said to be deeply uncomfortable about the very public nature of the conflict with his club, although the player himself also outlined his desire to leave publicly during the World Cup. "A transfer is the best option," he said. When Real Madrid released a statement on 9 June saying they had an offer of 150 M euros, 128 M pounds, rejected by their neighbors, there was a sense from the Alvarez camp Atletico had reneged on an agreement to let the striker leave if they received an offer of that amount. Of course, the prospect of selling Alvarez to their fiercest rivals was viewed as a non-starter by Atletico. For South Americans, playing for Real or Barca represents the Holy Grail. Hansi Flick's side remain interested in Alvarez, but fear Atletico's stance isn't purely posturing and have started to consider alternative options, including Arsenal's Swedish striker Viktor Gyökeres. If they decide to turn their attention elsewhere, Alvarez will have a decision to make. Arsenal or nothing, we'll have the answer soon.